You're listening to a message that's being brought to you by International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
And God bless you all. Amen. I'm very excited to be back here in Wills Point. Amen. It's a blessing. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be here tonight. And I know that God is going to minister to us. I've enjoyed myself. Of course, I enjoy myself every time I come to Texas. It's my city. I like it. I like it so much. I've enjoyed myself being with a pastor in his house. Man, he's Swedish. He's Swedish. He looks like Swedish people, prepares Swedish coffee. I like coffee. So we've every morning he wakes up and prepares a latte. Very, very. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. You guys need to visit him. Amen. So I've enjoyed myself. I love coffee. I like coffee. Amen. I like coffee. So I'll keep on coming, you know. He's taken me to places around here, and one place he took me to I liked very, very, very much is a Bass Pro Shops. Hallelujah. Fantastic. I liked it. It's fantastic. Amen. It's good to be a missionary. You enjoy all these beautiful treats and, you know, beautiful things and meeting different people. It's been a blessing for me. I bring greetings from Sweden, from Stockholm, and from City Church International. We are in the heart of Stockholm, and God has blessed us. Different nations come to worship God in this place every week. From all walks of life, they come to worship God every week in this place, City Church International in Stockholm. And I also greet you from my wife and my kids. We enjoy serving the Lord in Stockholm. Amen? Amen. So I'm so happy to be here. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity you have given me to come here and share your message, your good news to my brothers and sisters in this place. I pray that your glory shall be manifested. I pray that your spirit shall be felt and experienced. I pray that your word shall be spoken, and we shall hear it and stand on it and do it in Jesus' name. I pray that the sick shall be healed. I pray that the anointing shall be upon us. And even when we leave this place to go home, we shall not leave it here, but it shall go with us to our places where we stay. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to share with you something very, very simple. I'm going to be very, very simple. I'm going to try to be simple. Pastor is training me to be simple. Amen. Seeing Jesus and believing in him. Amen. Seeing Jesus and believing in him. Many times we come to church, we come to fellowship. He appears every time we come. Mm-hmm. I believe in that. Every time we come, he appears. But few times we see him. Not all the times he appears, we see him. Go with me to Matthew chapter 28. And we shall read from verse 16. Matthew 28. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you ready for the word tonight? It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm excited about his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew 28. We begin from 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. 17. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. When they saw
him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. When they saw Jesus, when they went to this place where he appointed them to go, where he made an appointment with them, to meet with them, Jesus himself. Let me take you to verse 10. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Tell my brethren to go, and in that place they will see me." And so Jesus keeps his appointment. He goes to meet them, to see them, and them to see him after his resurrection. But when he appears, the Bible says, they worshipped, but not all of them. Some of them doubted. They couldn't believe that this is Jesus. Can you think about how many times Jesus comes to meet us, but we don't see him? We don't believe that he is the Christ. So many times he has come and he has appeared, because he doesn't lie. He does not regret. He does not disappoint us. He comes in the right time, in the right place. At all times he appears before us as he promises. As soon as you make your mind to go to church, as soon as you make your mind to worship him, he appears. He comes to meet with you.
Yes,
but so many times, we don't see him. And even when we see him, we don't believe him.
Yeah.
This is what happened to these guys.
Yeah.
Not all of them, when he came, not all of them worshiped. Some worshipped him. They bowed down and worshipped and kissed his feet and said, "This is Christ. He has risen. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our healer. He is our provider." But some of them looked at him and did not believe. Did not believe. So tonight, let's see Jesus and let us believe that he is Christ. Let us see him and let us believe. See him every time he appears to you. Believe in him every time he appears to you. So many times he appears and we don't see him. When we don't see him, we miss a lot.
Yes.
When we don't believe in him, we miss a lot. We don't see him or experience his presence because of our unbelief. He appears like he appeared, but we don't see him. We don't experience his presence just because we are full of unbelief. The reason why these guys did not believe, they had doubt because they had unbelief in their hearts. They did not believe that he can rise up from the dead. They believed that he died, but they could not believe that he can appear again. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And this is what is happening to us today, because we are full of unbelief.
Yeah.
How does Jesus appear to us? How does he appear to us? Through his message, through his word. You see, he appears every morning. I wake up and open my Bible. I see him.
Yeah, that's right.
He appears through his message, through his word. This is God. This is Jesus. Not the dead Jesus, but the living Jesus.
Yeah,
hallelujah. The risen Christ. The good Jesus.
Yeah.
The healer. The provider. My master, my Lord, my Savior, my healer, my provider. He appears to me every morning through his word. So he appears through his word. And so many other ways. Like, let me share with you. Let me go to Psalms. Let me show you something in Psalms.
Psalms 100.
He appears through his word. But also, let's read Psalm 100. Let's see what it says. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. Come before his presence with singing. He appears through his word, but he also appears every time we gather together to sing songs. To praise him. To worship him. The Bible says that he dwells in the praises of his people. So every time we gather, every time we come into his presence with singing, as we praise and worship today, he appeared. Hallelujah. You just have to know that he's there. You just have to believe that he's there. I mean, he's not going to come and prove himself. He doesn't prove himself. I mean, he has already proved himself. Yeah. Yeah. So it's me to believe that he's there. It's me to train my thinking, my head, my everything about me to see him. Yeah, hallelujah. Every time I raise my hands to worship, to praise him, to honor him, he's there. That's why these guys, as soon as he appeared, they bowed down, they worshipped. They said, "You are the Christ." Hallelujah. They were smart. So we got to be that way. We got to think like that. Because the Bible says, when we come in his presence, let's come with singing. That means he's there. We come in his presence. It is not an empty place. It's full of the anointing. Hallelujah. Full of his presence. Full of his power, of his healing and favor. Hallelujah. So every time I come into church, I just know that I'm going to praise him. I'm going to worship him. And he's present. He's not far away from me. He's close to me because he likes my songs. Hallelujah. Every time I raise my hands and open my mouth to sing and praise him and worship him, he likes it. He comes close. I go into his presence. I feel his presence. Hallelujah. My wife says I don't know how to song. I don't know how to sing, you know. My voice is bad, but he likes it. Jesus likes it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. So powerful God. Hallelujah. We are people. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now I like four. Number four. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. That means that I can see him. I enter his courts with praise. I enter his gates with thanksgiving. I enter somewhere where he lives. I'm able. That means he appears. It's like going to a palace to see a king. And you carry gifts to the king. The king will come out to meet you, shake hands with you, and receive his gifts from you. This is how it happens. Every time I come into his gates with thanksgiving, I come into his courts with praise. He comes out to receive my praise. He comes out to receive my worship. He comes out to receive my thanksgiving. I meet my king every time I come to sing songs. Hallelujah. Praise God. I like this. So I have to believe that he's going to appear. Hallelujah. I wake up Sunday morning, prepare myself, knowing that I'm going to meet him. He's going to appear. He's going to appear. So we got to believe we are not an empty church, a bunch of confused people. No, we know what we are doing. We meet our king every time. Hallelujah. We know our king. We have a relationship with him. We believe in him. We don't doubt. We get rid of unbelief. Every time we come to him, we know for sure we're going to meet our king, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he appears in so many ways, and his word, and he appears when we come into his presence with thanksgiving, with praising, with worship, with our offerings. Every time you sign a check to give your offering, he appears. He says, thank you. I'm going to bless you. Yes. Hallelujah. He appears. Hallelujah. I like this. So we can really connect with him. It's possible. We can really connect with him. These guys, when he appeared, remember in Matthew 28, when he appeared to them, they connected. So this is the one. This is the Christ. They connected with him and they said, okay, you are the Christ. We worship you. We adore you. We exalt your name. They connected. So he can connect with us. But he will not connect with you because you are full of unbelief. But when you get rid of your unbelief, you believe in him, you trust him, you get committed to him. So this is the Christ. He connects with you. He begins to deal with you. Praise God. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this. Are you?
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So all these are great events through which he appears to us. But we miss him because we don't believe. We all come to the service, and you find that some people get blessed and some don't get blessed. Listen to me, God is not a respecter of positions or persons. Everybody who comes in his presence deserves a touch from Jesus. Everybody. You know, don't tell me that he comes and picks a few people and say, I'll bless you, I'll bless you, I'll bless you, bless you. Oh, I don't like you. No, you don't look good to me. I don't like you. Oh, you are a sinner. Oh, I didn't like your grandmother. Oh, I hated your great-grandfather. No, he's not like that. No. Everybody who comes in his presence will receive a touch from him. But you see, what makes difference is how do you see him? How do you see him? Do you believe? Or you just come? Because these guys went. All of them went. When he said, I'll meet them in that place in Galilee, they all went. And when he came, they were all there. But not all of them worshipped him. A few worshipped and some doubted. So we all come. Ooh, we all come to church. We all come through the doors. We all come to worship. We all sing the same songs. We raise our hands. We give our offerings. We are sitting in the same pews. We are together. We know each other. We are members of the church. But some don't receive. Some don't get blessed. Some still struggle. Some not because God does not wish to bless you, but you got to change the way you see him. You got to change the way you connect with him. See him as Christ. Believe and say, you are my God. You are my Christ. Today I'm going to receive a touch from you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what brings a difference. Not the way you dance, not the way you sing. All these things are good. Not the way you dress. Everything is good. We like that. We have to do it. But what is the most important thing is, do you connect with Jesus? Do you see him? Do you believe? How is your heart towards him? How do you see him? Do you believe? When I come in the house, my sons, my boys know that they are safe because I'm in the house. You see, my boy calls me before I go home and say, Daddy, you feel how goodies. I want to have goodies. I want to have chocolate or anything, you know. And he does not scream. He does not. He knows I'll buy it. He says, I want this. He drops the phone. And so when I come in, he says, okay, where is it? Because he believes. He believes in me. He trusts me. He doesn't scream. He doesn't fight with me. He trusts me. He sees goodies in me. He sees ice cream in me. So every time he sees me, he sees a provider. And because he sees a provider, I will provide. I will give him. So how do you see Jesus? What you see in him when he appears is what you will have. So the way you see him affects you. What you see in him will touch your life, will change your life. So the question is, how do you see Jesus? When you come in his presence, what do you expect from him? How do you see him? And that will change your life. Praise God. That will change your life. See him as your strength. The Bible says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So when I come in his presence, I see my strength. I see him as who strengthens me. Because I need strength. I lack power. I lack strength. I'm weak. I'm tired. Things aren't happening in my life. And there are some loopholes. So what I need to do is to see him as my strength. Because he gives me strength. I can do all things through him who gives me that strength. So I focus my eyes on him. I believe in him. I see him as my strength. I get that strength. I don't struggle. I just get it. It is what I see in him. And I believe that he is my strength. He is my power. And so I don't struggle with that. I don't struggle with that. I don't fight with that. Amen? I end there because I see it. I believe that he will give it to me. He is my strength. Because his word says, I can do all things through him who gives me the strength. He's here. And that's what we have to see. Let me give you another example. See him as your provider. Are you in lack? Are you in debts? Are you about to lose your house, your car? See him as your provider. The scripture says, he shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not some of my needs, but all my needs. So I see him as the provider of all my needs. Praise God. Everything. Listen. The problem is you trust God in some areas and you don't trust him in some areas. And that is why you struggle. That's why we do struggle. But you see, for me, I believe God for everything. Everything. I believe God for everything. I give him my life. He's my provider. He gives me bread. He gives me everything. He gives me everything. Everything. Provider. He's my provider. Without him, I'm nothing. Without him, I'll die. Without him, I have nothing. I put my trust in him. I focus my eyes on him. So see him as your provider. And he will provide. Because what you see in him is what you will have. So when people are complaining about, you know, difficulties in finances and jobs, and I don't see that. Yes, it's reality. I mean, I can't say we don't go through it. We go through these things. We face them, but I don't focus my eyes on that because I get nothing. After all, even if I complain and I feel so sick and tired, I'm gaining nothing. Nothing. I get nothing out of that. So I better focus my eyes on this man. I say, my life is in your hands, man. Help me. You are my man. Help me. So you are my provider. You are my helper. See help through him. Believe that he has given you authority to do the impossible. He will help you. He will give you authority. He will give you power. He will give you the ability to take care of things and situations around you. Just see that in him. He's able to make me go through and make things happen. Take care of situations and take care of issues around me. He will give me the help. He will give me the power. He will give me the ability. It may look impossible, but if I believe in Him and focus, look at Him and say, "You are my helper. You give me the strength. You give me the power. This thing looks impossible. In the natural, it is impossible, but it will be possible because I put my trust in you. I believe in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like this scripture. Let me open this scripture for you in John. John 14, 12. So all this works out by believing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just believing Him. Just seeing Him and believing in Him. Amen? Yes. This is what He says. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. But listen to this. He says, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. Not everybody who believes in me. Only that person who believes in him. Not everybody who comes where he is. Not everybody who comes in his presence. But he also, even those that come in his presence and worship him, but don't believe, they are not entitled. Because remember the first scripture we read, everybody came, but not everybody believed. They all came, they all obeyed, because he said, let them go, I'll meet them. They all obeyed and went there, but they didn't believe. But now here he says, he who believes, only those who believe the works I do, they will do. He who believes the works I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do. Greater works. That means if I put my trust in him, he's going to give me the ability to do even more than what he did. So my power is in believing him. My strength is in seeing him. I'm believing in him. I'm able and well able to do more than what he even did. Hallelujah. So he's a man of authority. He gives authority to me. But he gives it to me through faith.
Yes.
Believing. Through believing. Only that. That is the only channel. That's the only way I get it. That's the only way I get it. If I don't believe, I miss it. But it's there. It's waiting for me. So every one of you here, all of us must know that he's waiting for us. All these promises are waiting. Woo-hoo-hoo. Better run, grab one for yourself tonight. All these promises, this is a promise to those people who believe in him. Let's all begin to believe right now. Run and grab one for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we can take care of every situation. Even better than he did. If we do what? If we believe. Hallelujah. He's a man of authority. He gives authority to us. And remember, the Bible says that with God nothing is what? Impossible. That means that even to me who believe in him, nothing is impossible before me. Because he's giving me this authority and he says, you will do greater works than I have done if you believe in me. That means if I believe, nothing shall ever be impossible before me. I take care of every situation properly. Hallelujah. Amen. In power. Praise God. So, listen, my point is, and my message to you is, what you see in him when he appears is what you get. That's my message tonight. What you see in him every time he appears is what you get. If you see nothing, you get nothing. Every time you see him, see something in him. Say, Jesus is my healer. He's my provider. He's my helper. Hallelujah. I worship him. I worship him. So use every opportunity you get in his presence. Don't begin to argue with him. Just believe. Don't argue. Begin to worship him. As I finish, let me give you one example of a man that argued with God. He's a great man, but he argued with him. Jeremiah argued with God. So when you come in his presence and he speaks to you, don't argue, don't think. Don't use your head to think, because your head will make you fail. And this is how we become legalistic, and you know, because we think so much. We how can it happen? You know, I've been sick for 20 years. How can it happen? I have a report from this professor, this doctor, this great physician, this one and this one and this one. How can this happen? Don't begin to think. Just believe. He can do it.
Yes, yes.
Don't use your head. Don't consult anybody. Nobody knows about you but him. Don't consult any man. When you hear his word coming to you in your spirit, don't consult anyone. Just believe in and say, you are the Christ. Hallelujah. I worship you. I thank you. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my provision. Thank you for taking care of me. Hallelujah. So you remember when he comes to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah begins to tell him, I'm a young person, I'm a youth. He says, I'm giving you authority, I've ordained you, I knew you. He begins to speak to him. What a wonderful message. Hallelujah. Maybe it came early in the morning. What a wonderful message. I wish God you bring that to me tomorrow morning. What a wonderful message coming to Jeremiah. And Jeremiah begins to argue with God. Say, how can that happen? Look at me, this small one. I'm a very small boy. Nobody knows me. Nobody trusts me. And I like God. He has a sense of humor. He zipped up his mouth. He said, shut up. Don't say that. Don't say that. Shut up. Don't even say that. And I like it when the Bible says he touched his mouth and put his words in that mouth. Yeah. Stop confessing negative. I put my own words in your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Zip up. Let me put my words in you. Stop confessing negative things about you. I know you more than you know yourself. I knew you before you were even born in your mother's womb. I knew you. I ordained you. I have prepared everything for you. Don't look at your size and where you're coming from and your background and your education. Don't look at those things. Don't look at your economy and your finances. I know you more than you know yourself. So he says, I put my words in your mouth. Change your confession. Begin to worship me. Honor me. Look at me. Believe in me. Say, yes, Lord, I believe in you. I praise you. Thank you for this message. I take it in Jesus' name. I will be it. This is your word. This is my Bible. I believe in everything it says. I can be what it says. I will be. And I go. I'm going to go everywhere it says I will go. I'm going to have everything it says I'm going to have. If it says I'm healed, I'm healed. Hallelujah. I'm rich. I'm not poor. I'm not sick. I'm healed. I'm well in Jesus' name because he says it. This is his word. I believe in it. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember a story. I just remember the story here of a man who was living in down in mountains. This place was part of a rich kingdom, but this place was rejected and neglected. So they had a few people living in that area. And so this man had a very small house between three mountains, beautiful mountains, green everywhere. So this house was very small, and this man was so poor, living with his two boys in poverty. And so he had his little garden, but everything was really, really bad. You know, and so one day, a king was crossing, going to another place. He sees some beautiful mountains. And he tells his men, I've never seen that place before. Is it part of our kingdom? And they said, yes, your majesty. This is part of your kingdom. So my goodness, see, such a beautiful place. I've never seen such a beautiful place in our kingdom. Take me there, let me see it. So they take the king, and the king comes out of his chariot. He goes down. Wow. Looking at these mountains. And so this man was seated where his house was. And the king began to go, staring at the mountains. Wow. Everybody was coming with the king, but the king was so taken by the beauty in the mountains. And so this man saw the king coming. I said, oh my God, what an honor today. God has answered my prayers. The king has come to visit me. But the king wasn't even minding about him or caring about him. And the guy came running to the king. And the king just touched him and began to walk. Seeing, you know, paying attention. What a beautiful place. But the press was taking pictures. Pia, 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 pia. And so the king was holding hands with this man. And they took pictures. And the king left. When the king left, early in the morning, it was on the front page. The king visited the poorest man in the kingdom. And they had a talk while they walked through the mountains. Ah, goodness. And so all the banks, all the investors began to look for this man. What did you talk with the king? What was your conversation with the king? Maybe you talked about investments in this area. And the banks began to invite this man. And investors began to do deals with him. We want to come to your area and invest. And so that area became one of the richest areas in the kingdom. And trust me, in every investment in this area, this man had a portion, had a share. This is how God can change your life. Just connect. Just run to him. Don't run away. Don't doubt. Don't say, how can he come to me? He's right here. Just grab him. Walk with him. Let every devil, let everyone see that he is in you. Yeah. Nobody will ever fight with you. Everybody will run to you. Praise God. I like this. Hallelujah. This is how life changes. Because you are connected with a man. The man. The man. The great man in your kingdom. Once you connect with him, all the press will talk about you. Everything will talk about you. This is what the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33. That seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. You see, they run to you. You don't run to them. They run to you. They come to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for today, Lord. Praise your name. As we stand in your word, Lord. As we confess your word. As we walk in your word and in your truth. Father, your word is going to be active in our lives. Your word is going to be activated in our lives. And healing is going to take place. Provision is going to come. Favor is going to come. Favor that will open doors for us. Hallelujah. Favor that will open doors for us. People will not even see where we are coming from, but they will see what we have. The world will obey because they see what we have. We believe in you tonight and we worship you. And we say you are the Christ, the risen Christ. Thank you for blessing us tonight. And bless everyone here today. Heal us and take care of every situation. Let your word be active in Jesus' name. Let your word be active in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.